Okay. So, are there some scientific theories which if we need to evaluate, and somebody may not have faith in spirituality? So, say the origin of life or origin of species. How do we understand this? The first point to understand is that theories explain some things, but the more fundamental question is what explains the theories? They're two different things. See, when I say theories explain something, but what explains the theories? What this means is that if we consider science and spirituality. So just now I came in a car from Alachua. If somebody is an external observer, they say, okay, what made this car move? They say that, okay, the car moved because the wheels moved. Oh, what made the wheels move? Oh, the wheels moved because there was ignition in the engine. Oh, but what caused the ignition in the engine? Oh, that's because this key, which is in the vertical position, it moved to the horizontal position. Oh, that's the reason why the car came moved. The car moved because the key moved from vertical position to horizontal position. Now, is that a correct explanation? Yeah, it is correct. But it's not a complete explanation. The car moved because, I wanted to come here for the program. So the personal explanation and the mechanical explanation, they are not contradictory necessarily. They can both work in parallel. So when Newton saw the fruit falling, he accepted the existence of God. Yes, there is a God who exists, but at that particular point, he was not looking for God as an explanation. He's looking what is the mechanism by which the fruit falls. So basically, when we look at science, there is science and there is scientism. Scientism is the ideology which claims that science can answer all questions. But that is not a scientific claim. That science can answer all questions, there is no scientific experiment to prove this. So it's actually an unscientific or extra scientific claim which is made over there. So the point which I'm making over here is that we can discuss the merits or demerits of specific theories. But more important than that is to look at the scope of explanation that certain theories can offer. So Newton, when he saw the fruit falling, and he inferred a theory of gravity from it. Which is fine as far as the theory goes. So in the history of science, some theories are proven to be correct, some theories are proven to be wrong, and that's the history of science which goes on. So if theories explain certain things, but our question is what explains the theories? Where do the theories themselves come from? If we start from a completely atheistic version of life or of the universe, then what is the atheistic biography of the universe, so to say? So we will say it will be something like this: nothing existed because of nothing. Nothing existed because of nothing. Nothing exploded because of nothing, and gave rise to everything. That's essentially what it is. Now, this makes fantastic logical sense, isn't it? Nothing existed because of nothing. Nothing exploded because of nothing, and gave rise to everything. Nothing exploded because of nothing, and gave rise to everything. So now, where is the logic or the reasoning in this? So we don't have to get into specific theories. The theories themselves need an explanation. Why would nature operate according to certain mathematical laws? So there's an example. Eugene Wigner is a Nobel laureate scientist. He gives an example. He's written a paper called The Unreasonable Effectiveness of Mathematics in the Natural Sciences. That's a paper he wrote. So he gives an example. He says that suppose you go into a house, and while going to the house, on the road, accidentally you found a pair of keys. And when you reach this house, you use one key and the door opens. Go to another door, use the next key, it opens. And like that, if you find that there are 25 doors open because of a set of keys which is found accidentally along the way, you're thinking, you know, there's something going on over here. This, either this keychain belongs to someone who left it and I came here to this house, that's how. There is some connection. It cannot be by chance. So, first of all, our finding the keychain is one thing. Second thing is there existing a house which uses those keychain. So basically, when science studies the laws of nature and postulates that this law of this phenomena in nature works this way, all that it means is it tells us, okay, this key works for this lock. This key works for this lock. That's great. F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square. That's the equation for gravity. It's a great insight. E is equal to mc square is Einstein's insight. Now these are all good insights. But the question is, Einstein postulated that equality. Who created that equality? If a room is locked and somebody finds a key to open it, that's great. But you know, finding the key for a room is very different from creating the room, creating the key, and then using the key for the room. They're three different things. So when scientists discover the laws, what do the laws explain? Laws are like the keys which open the door. But the house has to exist before that, the key has to exist before that, and the key is used to open the house. So basically, the laws of nature, they explain, first of all, when nature exists and nature obeys laws. So nature's existence is like the door existing with a lock in it. And the mathematical equations, which are the ways in which we express the laws of nature, they are like the key. So scientists do deserve the credit for finding out the laws of nature. But the mathematical equations which express the laws of nature. So most of the concepts in mathematics, they are simply creations of the human mind. In the sense that, for example, if you consider square or cube or square root or the imaginary number I, now do these exist in nature? Is there something like a square root existing in nature? It's a mathematical conception. It's an interesting mathematical conception, but why should it equate with something functioning in nature? So what Eugene Wigner says is that that nature works according to mathematics is a gift that we neither understand nor know the reason for. We can only be grateful for it. So what the basic understanding in spirituality is that God is not the explanation for the unexplainable. The science can't explain this, therefore we need God. No, it's not like that. God is the explanation for explainability. The explanation is the explanation for explainability. Why is anything explainable at all? Yes, you found a key to open the door, that's good. But who created the key? Who created the door? See, F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square. It's a great insight to find that. But first of all, nature has to be obeying that laws. And there has to be something called mathematics which involves the division, square root, and square and everything, all those concepts of mathematics. And then the two are brought together. The human mind, say the brain of Newton, which brought these two together, that is a brilliant brain, but that has brought basically the key and the lock together. But the lock and the key already existed. So, to give another simpler example, which I'll conclude this. See, the laws of nature explain certain things, but the laws of nature themselves require an explanation. Say there is a very important football match going on. And you know the goal is there and the football player is here. And the football player just kicks the ball with such speed that before the goalkeeper can jump in, the ball has shot into the goal. So now, if the felicitation is going on, they have won the match, at that time, somebody asks the football coach, you know, how this player hit this goal so well? He says, by the law of gravity. Now, the law of gravity may explain, okay, he hit the ball with this speed And because the speed was so great that before the goalkeeper could came, the ball shot in. But the law of gravity did not create the ball. The law of gravity did not create the player. The law of gravity did not create the goalpost. So the laws explain the correlations between pre-existing objects. But where do those objects come from and why do they have that correlation? So there are, science explains certain things, and what it explains, we are grateful for that explanation. But we also have to recognize that the very explainability of science requires an explanation that science itself does not have. So that's why if we see science and spirituality as two distinct branches of knowledge, then there is no contradiction between them. We see that science is explaining the theories between objects that exist and their interactions. But their the existence of those objects and the principles by which they interact, they require some other explanation. And that is what spirituality offers us. Okay.
Thank you. I don't know how to think. So usually we finish at one and we have prasadam. I think we'll open the floor for a few questions.
Sure.
And then Chaitanya Charan said that he's willing to stay for 20 minutes more. And if while we start serving you, you still have questions, you're welcome to come and sit and speak with him personally. So.